Let's see if I can help you understand the creation of our prototype humanity of the last 200 years. Sweet, short, and to the point. So, Industrial Revolution. Orphan trains. Baby incubators. 19th century. Big stuff in the expos, and the expos were left behind by the previous humanity. Nurses and the women who were caring and bringing up and raising all these children. Infant incubators. Infant incubators with living infants. Proper attraction, very, very good attraction. Very big attraction for the adults who would come to get children on their lands in all of the United States of America. This is the USA. Maybe it's also for Australia and Canada and Russia and other countries. Who knows? Baby incubators, stick with me. I hope you're not gonna get lost. Don't be a moralist. This is history. Sorry for all those of you who are moralists and you don't want to see facts for themselves. People will just come, rich people, people, and say, oh, I want this child, I want that. Later on, you're going to see a text. Infant incubators, again. Wanted, homes for children. A company of homeless children from the East will arrive. A company of homeless children. Company. Company. That's very important when from a legal perspective. Special delivery. In 1916, on an orphan train, special delivery, treating you know, like products. And I'm just reading history in official newspapers. Beginning of the 20th century, 19th century. I'm not doing anything wrong. This is history. Incubators, infant incubators were like a thing. No, you don't see this anymore on the streets. Why is it so? Is because these are the origins of our humanity. I'm not saying about all the other humanities. Our humanity, our prototype, 2 centuries old and stuff. Baby incubator, 12 months growth in 1 hour. 12 months growth in 1 hour. Impressive stuff, isn't it? Begins the baby incubator, so begins at the baby incubator, and you just go in and you have fun and you select whatever you want, just like a product. Hey. And that's the incubator there. You can zoom in if you want. Actually, zoom in. And again, baby incubators. One scene never forgotten. People go inside. Big stuff. You know, you don't see this anymore today. Why? Is it because we are more moralist now? Or we sit in movies. We sit in clone movies. But anyway, I'm just going to leave this text here for like, you can pause the video and you can read it. Maybe you're going to get shocked. Hey, official text. It's not me inventing it. Official history. And all of a sudden we have, because, you know, like the days when, you know, the electric motors were left from the previous humanity, they had like 30 to 50 years, maybe even less. And then all those kids, after they grew up and they were like adult, oh, surprise, the Industrial Revolution. All the slaves who were working hard, they were like the bankers and the owners of the big companies, and of course they need a lot of labor and a lot of manpower. Do you now understand the importance of baby incubators and special deliveries with the orphan trains? Why were they orphan? Were they orphan because something happened to the parents? And of course, make education compulsory because you need to know how to write and read basic stuff and basic math. Why? Back in the day, it was something normal to see children working in companies and factories. Because, you know, that was the norm. Nobody cared. Hey, I'm just showing history. I'm not doing anything bad. I'm just showing what happened. I forgot. Today, people don't like to be shown what happened because we're just like so moralist now. Work or riot, one or the other. And all of a sudden, people got more evolved, more emancipated. Some of these kids, when they grew up, they didn't want to be treated like this anymore. Good work or rioting. And that's when our problems start as a humanity in the 20th century. And now we have the fourth Industrial Revolution, artificial intelligence. Remember this, the first steam-based. And I would say the steam stuff, you know, punk steam, steampunk, maybe those steam devices were actually left from the previous humanity as well. And the second one in the 19th and 20th century, electrical energy based, times of Nikola Tesla. But Nikola Tesla was not allowed to do things properly. The third, which was after the Second World War, computer and internet based. So, you know, the internet arrived, the first PCs, the days of the 70s and the 80s, the personal computer, Windows, primitive days of the internet and stuff. And now the fourth revolution, which actually started pretty much from the year 2010 onwards, let's so say, like massively. Information technology, everything is linked, everything is connected. The confluence and convergence of emerging technologies, 5G and everything connected, the Internet of Things. And of course we go to the airport of Denver, Denver Airport, and we have the murals, and we see only kids in the near future. Again, just like we've seen in the pictures of the 19th century. No adults, just kids. And the destruction behind of nature and everything else in the cities, polluted, and kids for the near future. Industrial Revolution, the Fourth Revolution. All these pictures, do you now understand just a bit? Or is it too much? This is history. And it's there. Nothing is hidden. Has something clicked in your head? I hope so. So I will see you guys in the next video. Let's finish the video with infant incubators. Take care.